Thank you, Governor, for being with us. And Governor, we're excited that you're here in our community today. I just walked into the New Mexico True event at Charlie, so tell us about that.
That is really exciting. It was exciting to see that Charlie is receiving the award for New Mexico True Culinary Tourism Trail, where tourists can stop by, and we were recognizing him for his great food and the papitas and the fresh tortillas that are made there every day. And so that when people are traveling throughout our state, we wanted to highlight the great restaurants that are small restaurants, neighborhood restaurants that people can stop by, have a good meal, stretch their legs as they're touring around New Mexico.
Well, that's great. Governor, I heard a little bit about some of the work that both you and the legislature did during the session. I guess this is session number 3?
Yes, sir.
And I would hope that by now it's starting to sort of calm down and not be as hectic, but tell us what you feel about this past session. Was it something that you feel got more accomplished than in the past?
You know, every session we've had some great accomplishments, because if you remember 3 years ago when I took office, we were facing the greatest structural deficit in the history of New Mexico.
Yeah.
And I had promised that I was going to balance the budget, but I was going to do so without raising taxes. And I did. I was able to balance that budget, and we did not raise taxes. I vetoed any suggestion of raising taxes on families or small businesses. And the second year, we had a surplus, and the third year, we had a surplus. So we've had good years, but we also did this last year, we passed the best jobs package that has, as Senator Smith, who is the chairman of the Finance Committee, said, it was the best jobs package in a generation, because it really is going to make New Mexico more competitive with our surrounding states. We reduced the business tax to 5.9. We passed a law for single weighted sales, so that when you're a manufacturer and you export, like Intel or other businesses, you're not going to be taxed for what you're exporting. We've actually moved from 38th in the country in export growth to number 1 in the country in export growth in just 2 years.
And that's exports out of the country?
No, exports out of New Mexico.
Okay, out of the state.
Out of the state of New Mexico. We have grown from 38th to number 1 in export growth.
And in what fields or what markets are
we talking
about?
Well, what we've done is the countries that we are exporting to, number 1 is to Israel, number 2 is to Brazil, and number 3 is to Mexico.
Okay.
And so it includes the microchips from Intel, for example, and food and machinery to Mexico and Brazil.
Okay, that is outstanding. Now, I've had an opportunity to serve on a committee with Senator Smith back in the day, the Blue Ribbon Tax Committee.
Yep.
I was on that, and I'll tell you what, I didn't know taxes till I went through that, and I'll tell you what, Senator Smith was on top of things. I think he's still very involved with the Legislative Finance Committee.
That's right. He's a chairman still.
And I'll tell you, you know, there's a lot going on. And it's a balance. You know what I mean? You have to make sure that you don't overdo something, and because then that industry gets hurt. So you have to almost find a fine balance. But I think the accomplishment that I think that I as a businessman recognize the best is balance the budget. And when you say balance the budget, that means if you didn't increase taxes, which is revenue, and you didn't change anything else on the equation, more than likely you had to cut somewhere to make the balance happen. But I think more than anything else, you have to first be determined to do it. And that's what I think we need to give you credit for.
Well, what happened certainly is that government had grown by leaps and bounds under the previous administration, way beyond what was necessary to provide what government is supposed to provide in services. And so when you grow at those big numbers that don't match population growth and inflation, then it's not necessary to have such a big government. When you have big government, you have a small economy.
Yeah.
When you have a strong and big economy, you have a smaller government. And so it was important to me to not fill vacancies that were already there and unnecessary to fill, because the job could be done without filling those vacancies. And we didn't cut back on services. We didn't cut the classroom spending either, because that was so important to me that we did not. In fact, we increased the number of dollars going to the classroom to make sure kids are reading, to make sure that our children are doing better in school, because right now we're 49th in the nation in education. And that's unacceptable to me. No one can ever accept 49th in the nation in education. And so if we keep doing the same thing, which we've been doing for years and years and years, we're not going to get a different result.
Yeah.
That's why we're pushing for education reform. If we talk about our kids first, everything else falls into
place. Let me ask you another question. I don't want to jump back to the legislature and hear all the comments. Less senators, less representatives because she talked a little bit about sort of issues migrating surrounding west, the water crisis in our community.
Our senator goes from
and I guess the county almost all in Colorado,
okay, governor.
And I'm going to say the representative is probably close to that because everything's starting to shrink on this side of the
situation.
Would you and your
we actually need more help,
number wise, to try and get some things happening
to make sure
up here.
And I have been working with the city of Las Vegas and the county of San Miguel,
because it's easy to settle the money to
first on
the Rio Grande Corridor and in some cases
Albuquerque,
because they have more population. So we're going
to
need you to continue to be the referee and make sure that we get our fair share, because it's getting sort of interesting with smaller populations up here in northeastern New Mexico.
But now we've moved to the Broader Dam, and we provided $1.8 million so that they
hopefully
can
we have
design
the resources to continue
the
to grow.
Dam
any
so
idea how we can sort
of
continue to work
just,
with some of that?
You know, absolutely. I think certainly the people that live in San Miguel County
in a drought season,
and
it is
Las
a severe and serious
they need to
situation,
and
we don't have the rain that we're getting, that we should be getting in order to fill our story like
and saying, we want you to fight for this, we need this sort of infrastructure, our water system,
make sure the leaders like Mayor Ortiz.
I know that there is
in
lawsuit currently.
He is your best lobbyist.
We are
and he
delivering
doesn't get paid too much
water
to
doing
Texas,
it,
but he lobbied
to maintain
and made sure
water,
that 14
and it was a settlement
million
that had taken place
Las Vegas
with the state
infrastructure
however,
dollars.
There is
the
a lawsuit now that is pending
and
to say we need to keep more of our own
to have
water
someone
and not
a leader like that
as much water
that
to
makes
Texas.
Sure
but
that
it's
the
a very complicated
Las
issue because our Colorado governor and the legislators
by law
and so these are the things that we're needing
and then we have to turn over a amount to Texas
to make sure that those needs are met
to Mexico.
He did. He did a fabulous job and brought back $14.5 million
in
this
courtroom.
Well, that's great.
Some of these cases
for actually, now that I'm thinking about it, Las Cruces,
so
Senator Joe Cervantes, who was first representative, now a senator. I landed up being in leadership in New Mexico. That was before he was in the county commission, I think, before. And I'll tell you what, he's moved up pretty good. How's he doing?
He's doing well. He's doing well. I've known Joseph for a long time. He's a lawyer in the community where I was a prosecutor, and I've known him to be a friend, and I think he's doing pretty well.
And I'm not
talking
to Bill Burt, radio guy in Alamo
Gordo.
If they get into
Bill Burt, he's doing well too. He's doing well. He got reelected.
We've done that before when they have had
one that I appointed.
Yes,
and then he's where the National Guard is getting elected, so we're
glad to
have him there.
He's one of the past chairs, so I guess what they do, they have all the past chair of the broadcasters board on the table now. So we end up, me and Al Neumeyer and Bill sort of hang out together when we get to our convention, because once you pass all the chairs, you get to go sit down.
Let me ask you about some other
older
things you've been working
table.
In
fact,
the mayor
Governor, anything else you'd like to leave
ago.
Our listeners with? I know your schedule's tight, and
that's
I appreciate the time you spent with us here today.
Congratulations.
I'm excited about the news you're going to have for us tomorrow morning.
But
anything else you want to leave our listeners with?
Just
a matter of time.
I just wanted to let everyone know that it was really exciting to be in Las Vegas.
And I think what it brings to
today and
you and your office,
visiting folks, making sure that we got to go to school. We went to several radio stations and the newspaper.
Hopefully it'll make it to the front of their mind. It'll come and visit.
That's right. That's right. And that's what was about
community
today.
New Mexico
college,
true.
To see going back to Charlie's, it's an amazing center that
highlight
they have there.
The restaurants highlight
but
the places
I really
to go
do
in New Mexico,
appreciate
to experience
their
New Mexico.
Willingness to communicate with
we
me,
have a beautiful
leaders.
State here.
What is
we
needed
to make
sure that
Las Vegas continues to thrive.
Come and visit, but
you know,
New Mexicans
at,
to travel around
a chance
and get to know the rest of our state.
Media
it's a place to really enjoy.
Tell me about graduation. Our producer son, Francisco, graduated today from kindergarten. What did you think of that?
It was amazing. Los Niños Elementary School had their little kindergartners graduating today, and they all had their little caps and gowns.
We've already got it.
They
might as well finish it. It's not in the same situation.
Very proud parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles watching. And they
if you get an opportunity, you ought to tell the senator to show you the new
and it was
fabulous
to hear them speak the
media
center,
I guess, that they put together up there for the last number of years, and that just that close to getting completed. Governor, we want to thank you again for being with us here at 540 KNMX. Please give us a heads up when you're up here.
Maybe we
can get some tougher questions for you the next time. But nonetheless, thank you. And also thank Mayor Ortiz for being with us today. And we keep putting him on the hot seat almost all the time. But we appreciate you being here with us.
Well, he's a great advocate for the folks of Las Vegas, and I appreciate him. His candor, when he talks to me and asks me what is needed, he puts it in, you know, priority order and says, look, this is what we really need, and just this one thing or these 10 things that we really need. He's a great advocate for your community.
Thank you very much, Governor.
You're welcome.
Governor Susana Martinez right here in 540 KMX. Claudio, we're going to turn it back to you.